Talking now with Steve Thompson, the Vice President for Public Policy for Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Steve, you and a group of Farm Bureau members, of course, from Oklahoma, representing the state at the AFBF convention in Atlanta, getting ready for your policy sessions on Tuesday of this week. I know that you had some things that basically had some marching orders from the delegates at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau convention that you've taken through the process to AFBF. What are maybe a couple of things that are important to Oklahoma that will be addressed at this national delegate session?
That's right, Ron. This timing is comes right after our convention in November, so that we can get the marching orders, you say, from our members and bring them to the national stage. And Rod and I were part of the resolutions committee in D.C. between our convention and here, and got kind of a preview of where things were going to be. And the hottest topic here is the cattle business, whether it's cattle markets or beef processing and issues that we've seen there. And really a huge majority of it centers around whether or not we would like to support legislation in Congress to require a mandate of packers to purchase a certain minimum amount on the open market versus inside deals with feeders and producers. And you know, Oklahoma has kind of a long tradition of being a free market state, and that's the kind of principles of the economy that we support. And we think that producers and businesses should be able to buy and sell however they see fit. And that was well, there's always concern about, you know, the price of cattle. Things have rebounded pretty well recently, and we'd like to make sure that the government doesn't screw that up, Ron. So we're carrying the flag strongly with a lot of our cattle producing state neighbors on that aspect. However, there are some resolutions that would seek to force the packers to change the way they do business. One of the things that we just got out of a breakout session with Colorado State Ag Economist, who was pretty blunt with the crowd, that if Congress was to implement a mandate there, it would cost cow-calf producers billions of dollars. But what we hear from some of our southeast neighbors is the producers are just so angry at the packers that they would like to try to inflict some pain on them, even though they don't really realize that it would come back to hurt them as well. So we've got some resolutions from the Oklahoma level that would guide the organization into examining those things, studying them, but making sure that we follow the science, the data, the economics, which has shown through every land grant institution we know, as well as our own AFBF working group this last year, that type of mandate would not be economically helpful to us. So that's the thing that's close to our heart, and it seems to be the topic of conversation in every hallway we're in.
I know that President Duval's address to the membership, one of those two or three things that he brought up definitely was a call to really engage the Biden administration over WOTUS. And I know that probably is going to be a topic, maybe at least tweaking some of the resolutions tomorrow.
That's correct. There's a major focus on that. Everybody is quite concerned, and they've reopened that book. And we're really worried where their intentions to go are with that. And so the last round on that, we've done a pretty good job of Farm Bureau members sharing comments and concerns with the federal government. And so there's ample opportunities while we're here to learn a little bit about that from the D.C. staff, as well as they have a comment cards on everybody's chair if you'd like to fill out, submit a comment. And then there's instructions on how to do it electronically. And so that is of high concern. And, you know, it ties into some of the things that we've been trying to learn more about from the administration on climate and carbon and other programs that they seem to want to talk about quite a bit. And we have a number of resolutions that seek to send the message to Washington about, you know, how we want some of that stuff to remain voluntary. And we'd like for them to leave the WOTUS rule as it was, and make sure that they respect each state's authority with which to govern that fits their region the best.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Thompson, Vice President of Public Policy, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, at the American Farm Bureau Convention in Atlanta. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.